So hello and welcome to Blood on the Tamasese Recap Chats. So this is the fourth one of these that we're doing. And for those of you who've listened to the others, you will know that this is really about the fact that because of the kind of ongoing apocalypse, there has been a much bigger gap between season two and season three than we normally have. And it's a chance for us to kind of remind ourselves what we were doing and hopefully also refresh your memory at the same time. So as I say, Lane is with us this time. So hi, Lane.
Hello. So I woke up about 20 minutes ago.
So sort of even as the dreams are fading, we're going to jump straight in to talk about Joanne. So Joanne had quite a lot going on in season two.
So if you can, definitely one way to put it, yeah.
So if you can sort of shake your sleep fog brain a little bit and see what you can, you know, if you can give us a sort of a picture of where she's at the moment.
Well, where she's at the moment, the main thing that just happened was that her plan that she'd been putting into for basically since the start of the end of season one has come to fruition. The prince is dead and her air quotes ally is essentially taking the throne. And as a result, she's a little unsure of what to do next. Like, this is something she's been working towards, and was actually, it was a cause she was kind of prepared to die again for, and she's not really sure what's going to happen from now, so she's just going with the flow for now. She's got a few more plans, but
so before we get onto the more plans, there's obviously a few things. So as you say, there's the whole hurrah, Drogo is gone, which is one of the things that that she was very keen on. We've also, of course, had the restoration of the Toreador's status in Oxfordshire, which was another fairly major, I guess, thing on her to-do list, yep. Which has been ticked.
Might be not for her sake, though. It was kind of a side effect, if you want to put it that way. Like, if the Toreador got redeemed, okay, yeah, that's fine. That's all good. But it was sort of, if this is happening, it's going to be happening as a result of what I did, not for the reason I did it, if that makes sense.
Well, I don't know. I've been up longer than you, but let me just see if it does. So are you saying that it wasn't about the fact that she wanted to help the Toreador, more that she just wanted to have an impact on the city?
Essentially, yeah. It was less, like you said, it's less and more she wanted to help the Toreador, more of a, well, to be quite blunt with it, that boon from Serenoff was some big eyes on the prize sort of thing.
Aha. So yes, of course. And this is another good thing to note, of course, is that because you helped Alistair, he has transferred the major boon that he has over Serenoff into Joanne's care. So she can now, of course, make some use of that should she wish to in the future.
Yeah, and that's one thing she's going to be doing fairly quickly in season three.
So, do you have any ideas of what you might cash that boon in for?
Well, she's only got one idea in her head, and she wants to cash that in for protection for August for life, to make sure,
yes,
that she never gets sucked into this world or involved with it in any way.
Gotcha. Okay.
And her thinking for it is, this is an elder, this is someone who has ridiculous amounts of pull in and out of the mortal world, so this,
yeah,
is something trivial for him to do, but something major to her.
Yeah, and obviously the fact that it is for life is where the major bit would come in theory. But yes,
yeah,
it's not a big thing for him to have to worry about. It's a fairly trivial, as you say, thing for him to do. So,
yeah.
Cool. There was one other thing that happened, I think, towards the end of season two, which was that Geoffrey nearly met with a horrible accident. But didn't. He lived,
yeah,
through another night. So one of the things I was wondering about in season three is, should we be worried or delighted for what might happen to Jeffrey?
Well, it depends, because now that Joanne has, for want of a better term, achieved her goals and is now looking for new goals, she's going to start being a bit more reckless, I think.
More reckless, excellent.
More reckless, because before it was a lot of it was under the radar, but now she knows in heavy air quotes that she's got allies and that she's helped Helena so well that hopefully it'll get recognized and she might have a little bit of sway and pull, and one or two people might go missing.
Interesting. Okay. So obviously we know that Jeffrey is in the firing line as a potential person that might go missing. Is there anyone else that, and you may not want to say, you may want to keep it under your hat, but is there anyone else that might be on Joanne's shitty list?
Oh, there's a few crosshairs going on that, again, some people might just disappear if they're not of sufficient ranking, shall we say.
Can you give us a name or a clue?
A clue? Well, oh, that's a good one. I'm going to see if I can make this a little bit cryptic.
Okay.
Now, I don't think I can make it cryptic, and I like make it cryptic enough without really just openly saying it. So okay. I'm going to keep it under my hat for now.
All right, you're going to keep it a secret. Okay. Yeah. So what I'm taking from this, obviously, is that Joanne has had a couple of wins towards the end of season two. And she is she's emboldened by these wins, and she's intending to make some strides into season three.
Oh, absolutely. Just because you're clever doesn't mean you're not stupid.
And I think everybody likes to see a little bit of stupid from the players.
Exactly. So. We haven't been enough of a disaster coterie yet.
Well, you know, disaster coterie was very much a thing from Blood on the Thames, because we were a disaster coterie back then. But I feel like this coterie has been less of a disaster. They've been a little bit more sensible. But you're suggesting maybe that we're going to like flip this on its head in season three and...
Possibly.
Like, hold my beer. Here I go.
Yeah, it depends on how much the dice like me, I guess.
Yes, indeed. All right, cool. So for those of you listening along, if you are wanting to find out exactly who Lane is going to go after, or I should say Joanne is going to go after, and whether the dice are going to come up for her or not, then season three begins on the 29th of June. So do come and join us there for fun and frolics. And thanks very much, Lane, for coming along for the chat.
Fun and frolics isn't exactly how I describe it, but yeah. Yeah.
A game of personal fun and frolics, or storytelling horror, one of the two. All right. Well, thank you very much. Bye.
See you all soon.